I'm Michelle Martin, and you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. In a few minutes, our monthly visit with the magazine mavens. Editors of some of our favorite magazines talk to us about what's hot and what their readers are talking about. But first, we have just learned that Democrat John Edwards will withdraw from the presidential race today. Edwards, a former senator from North Carolina whose campaign focused on ending poverty, lost the four states to hold primaries and caucuses so far. He finished a distant third in Iowa, where he spent most of the last 2 years, New Hampshire, Nevada, and even in South Carolina, where he was born. With us now to discuss this is Shayla Murray, correspondent for The Washington Post. She's been covering the presidential race. She's on Capitol Hill now. Shayla, thanks so much.
Sure. Thank you.
John Edwards had long committed to staying in the race. He said just a couple of days ago he was staying in. Any idea what changed his mind?
Well, I think even his advisors were a bit caught off guard by this decision this morning. But really, the writing has been on the wall for Senator Edwards for a while now. And, you know, at one point, I think someone's pride sort of has to kick in and register. And I think maybe we're seeing a little bit of that, too.
But why not stay in through next week? Super Tuesday, 24 states having some form of nominating contest. There's one more debate this week where he would presumably be invited to participate because he's still considered a top-tier candidate, at least to just to preserve his identity as perhaps a, I don't know, to offer some leverage, something like that. Why not stay in one more week?
Well, that is certainly what we all expected. And the prospects of Senator Edwards having a big impact next week were considerable, especially in southern states where he had the potential of competing with Senator Clinton for white voters, just as we saw in South Carolina last week, where he more or less split the white vote with Senator Clinton. So it's an interesting decision, and like I said, a lot of folks around him, very close to him, were surprised and had expected him to return to New Orleans today, the site of his announcement a little over a year ago, to deliver a speech on poverty and sort of keep the campaign rolling forward. And he has campaign stops scheduled this week, and as you said, he was supposed to be at this debate tomorrow night. So it's a surprising announcement. We are told that he's not going to endorse anyone and won't for the foreseeable future, leaving his options open and presumably extending his bargaining power with these two campaigns.
Well, this is obviously very new information, but he was a former vice presidential candidate, ran with John Kerry 4 years ago unsuccessfully. Is there any chance, do you think, that either of the two frontrunners would consider him as a vice presidential candidate again, or he would consider it?
John Edwards, you know, really his message resonated with a certain group of Democrats, and he certainly took up the mantle of poverty and the working class woes of folks who feel sort of left behind and this whole economic era that we're in right now. And so if he chooses, I'm sure he could play a prominent role in either administration. But that just remains to be seen. I mean, it depends on how he decides to play out the next few months, too.
Shayla Murray, correspondent for The Washington Post, joining us on the phone from Capitol Hill with information about the very new information that John Edwards is dropping out of the race. Shayla, thanks so much.
Oh, sure. Thanks, Michelle.